Welcome to the ICE Issue Up Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Chris Barker, and with me today is Caroline Murray, Senior Editor for the Polyester Chain. Now, she's going to talk about the situation in the European PET market at the moment. Hello, Caroline.
Hi, Chris.
So, what's the summer look like so far in the European PET market?
Well, summer is supposedly the peak season for PET, but it's been a rather strange one. It's been marred, of course, by the unpredictable macroeconomic events around the world. Importers played their part, creating a competitive environment, and this sometimes clashed with the buyers going through periods of hesitation. So demand has had really mixed reviews. On the one hand, sellers have recorded good offtake and have had little to spare for the spot market. But on the other hand, buyers said recently that they've been approached with offers of competitively priced excess material. So the unseasonable weather so far this summer in many parts of Northern Europe particularly has played a part in the sporadic nature of this year's so-called season, as has, of course, the Brexit effect.
Okay, so what lies ahead?
Well, there's still talk of imports, but nothing at a particularly competitive price at the moment. So if they need to buy, customers are mostly reliant on domestic molecules. Demand, though, is tailing off as the peak PET buying season draws to a close. Holding high stocks at this stage is risky business, but offtake may need to improve to mitigate the situation in certain areas. Now, of course, we've got two initial settlements for upstream products, paraxylene and MEG, both of which are showing a decrease. So while there've been and continue to be attempts to maintain sellers' margins, there's active pressure for prices to come off, albeit perhaps slightly. Margins have been poor for weeks now, so there's not much left really to give away. And much more of this, and producers may decide to cut output. There's already talk of this having happened, but really I don't have confirmation of that. So to sum up, it's a tense period, I'd say. Margins are being tested and discussions just carrying on for August. So you'll all just have to watch this space to see how the situation unfolds.
Thanks very much, Caroline. Please join us again for the next instalment of ICIS Europe Chemical Update or catch up with all the latest news at ICIS.com. For ICIS here in London, I'm Chris Barker.